Shkoyach for last night. How far did you get? I will take in the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis. Yeah, okay, we do Chav Zayin then. Okay, now. So the tonight's daf is Chav Zayin.
It was very technical.
It's very technical. How far do you get? You got in the middle of peace. So let's take it from Chav Vav Amud Beis. Fine, so the middle of Sugya now about the halachas of different begadim for kalayim and for tzitzis and for what else we speak about, tumah. So Gemara had said, according to Rav, if you go to Chav Vav and Beis four lines up, the Gemara says, L'Rava damar shlosha shlosha b'shar begadim. So shlosha shlosha, I don't know if you pointed this out, but when it comes to grammar, shlosha shlosha is tvachim. It's always the opposite. The number is nekeva when it goes to a zachar type of number. So tvachim is zachar, so shlosha is nekeva. You explain that? Okay, yeah. Okay, good. So the Rava damar shlosha shlosha tvachim b'shar begadim ike benayo. That's an afkamina that according to the Rashba, which is Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he felt that islay, he holds of, it's so hot in here, I'm sorry. It's islay, it is, he holds that there is tumah of shlosha shlosha tvachim on other types of begadim, and according to Tanya the Baby Shmuel, less lay shlosha shlosha b'shar begadim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is no tumah of shlosha shlosha tvachim on shar begadim. So according to that, Shita Rava, that's an afkamina against shlosha shlosha on shar begadim. So the question is, minali nafka, how do they know? How do they know what? How does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar know that shlosha shlosha tvachim is tameh b'shar begadim? So the Gemara says, may o beged. The word o beged, that's the extra. That teaches us to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that other begadim also have a tumah of shlosha shlosha. The Tanya, the Braita tells us, beged ein li ela beged. I know from the pasuk beged is talking about beged's tummy. A full cloth is tummy. What about shlosha shlosha b'shar begadim minayin? How do I know if it's only a small piece of garment that's 3x3 tefachim of other begadim, that's tummy as well? Tamalomer o beged, since it says o beged, that comes to include shar begadim as well. That's the source according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So then the Gemara says, Vabaye, hi, O Beged, my overlay. So what does Abaye hold? Abaye argues, and Abaye says that everyone agrees that Shlosha Shlosha is not Metame by other Begadim. This is very confusing, by the way. So the Gemara says, according to Abaye, hi, O Beged, my overlay. What does he do with the word O Beged? Because he holds that, again, Shlosha Shlosha does not include other Begadim. So what does O Beged teach me? Mi Barle, Lirabos Shalosh al Shalosh. Bitsemer upishim didame bishrachim. What's shalosh? Shalosh? Etzbos, right? Shalosh, again, the same idea. Etzbos is the opposite. So 3x3 etzbos, which is smaller than tvachim. So everyone agrees, semer, pishim, it could be makabo tuma because the pasuk says semer, pishim. So how do you know if it's so small that it's only 3x3 etzbos, that's matame as well? So that's what Abaye says is learned from the word obeged, even shalosh shalosh of temer pishim is included as well. So the Gemara says that, what about Rava? How does Rava know that? Rava used the word obeged to include shlosh al shlosh shlosh tvachim for shar begadim. How does he know shalosh al shalosh etzbos for temer pishim? So Rava gali rachmana gave negaim v'hu adin l'shrachim. Once we have a source for negaim, we learned this, I think yesterday, daf, we learned this, that even when it comes to the negaim, that shalosh 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 is going to be tameh, so too we can make an equation to shrachim as well because of a binyan av. Because once we see the concept exist of shalosh shalosh etzbos by negaim, which is explicit to everyone, so too shrachim is shalosh shalosh, and you don't need a source. So Gemara says, Vabaye, ikal mifrach. Abaye says, what do you mean? You can't equate negaim with the world of shratzim. Maybe only negaim has a tumah of shalosh ashalosh etzbos, but not shratzim. So the Gemara says, Malin negaim shekain shesi ve'erev mitami behem. Negaim is tami even to shesi ve'erev. Even it's one like a weaving. I don't know how they say this in English, but one, is there a good English? One woven thing. I don't know, a unit of weaving. So even that, which is a small shear, is tameh when it comes to negaim, but that's not the case when it comes to shratzim. So we see there's a chumrah of negaim, even a small shear. So maybe shratzim doesn't have that same chumrah. So the Gemara says, no, v'idach, well, the response would be, no, of course you could learn negaim, using negaim as a model as a binin av for shratzim, because is hakadaycha daitach negaim chamire. If it's really true that negaim or more chamor, so lichtov rachmana gavi shratzim, the Torah should have taught the halacha with respect to shratzim, but leisa negaim minayu, and then we could have learned negaim from shratzim. But from the fact that we're using Negaim for a model for other areas of Tumah, tells us that Negaim is not any more Chamor than Shratzim. They are on the same level. The Gemara says no. The response is, V'idach, Negaim mishratzim lo asu. No, you could not have learned Negaim from Shratzim. Shratzim was not an option. You couldn't have used Shratzim as a bin and av, because the Ikla Mifrach, because Shratzim has a certain Chumra, Malish Shratzim Shekei Metamin the Kadasha. If a Sheret is so small, it's only the size of an Adasha, of a lentil, it's Metame, that's a Chumra that doesn't exist by the case of Negaim. So you see, either way you look at it, there each one has a Chumra. So it goes back and forth, but in the end of the day, everyone agrees, though, that Shalosh al Shalosh is going to be Metame Negaim, the old Rabbi Shratzim. The only question is it learned from a separate source, or is it learned from a Binyan Av, learned out from Negaim? And again, part of that back and forth is which one's more Chamer, Negaim or Shratzim, or are they equal? Okay, again, this is not an easy daf at all. It doesn't get any easier, by the way. You have to have this in mind, this whole structure in mind, as you go through the remaining part of the daf. So we'll do the best we can, and I expect you guys to do chazar afterwards on this, to really appreciate it. Fine, the Gemara says further, Amar Bai. Bai says, Hai Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol, Mapich Mi'idach Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol. The Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol that we're about to confront is argues on a earlier Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol. So let's see how. So the Gemara says that Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol, Beged, ain li ela beged, temer pishtim. I only know from beged, the pasuk says beged, temer pishtim is metame. What about minayin lirabos, temer gemalim? What about temer gemalim, wool that comes from a camel, temer novim that comes from a rabbit, notza shall ezim. How do they define notza here? Notza is usually like a feather, but.
Regular stuff, rabbit's hair, plucked goat's hair.
Plucked goat's hair. The shirim, what do they define shirim as?
Regular
silk, va'klach,
silk.
Okay, va'srikim, combed, okay, all types of things. How do you know those other materials are included as well? Tamalomar, beged, that comes to include it. So we learned yesterday's daf that Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol doesn't have shar begadim. He only holds semer pishim is metame, but this Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol ends up saying that other begadim are included in Tumah. So you see there's a stira within the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol. So the Gemara ends up saying, Rava Amar, no, Rava explains as follows. See, Ki les le lahach Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol b'shar begadim. When we learned on yesterday's daf that Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol is not mitame with regards to shar begadim, that's only shalosh al shalosh. That's only if it's the size of three etzbalos by three etzbalos. When it's so small, that's when he rejected that there's no Tumah by Shar Begadim. But when it's Shlosha, Shlosha Tvachim, which is much bigger than its Baos, so then Islay, he holds that there is Tumah by Shar Begadim. So that's how Rava reconciles these two Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmols. We don't say he rejects Tumah entirely by Shar Begadim. He only rejects it when it's a small shear of 3x3 its Baos. But when it's a larger shear of 3x3 Tvachim, even Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol will agree that there is Tumah. Gemara says, wait a second. V'har Rava hu damar shlosha shlosha b'shar begadim l'rashba islay l'tana d'ber yishmal leslay. But Rava said in yesterday's daf, we start off to the night with it, that Rava himself holds that Rabbi Yishmal rejects it even shlosha shlosha, even shlosha shlosha tvachim, Rabbi Yishmal doesn't hold of Tumah. So how could he suddenly say the different thing here, that he does hold of Tumah by shlosha shlosha? So the Gemara says, Hadebei Rava Me'ahi, he retracted. So in the end of the day, what's the position of Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol with regards to Shar Begadim? Shar Begadim that are so small, they are 3x3 etzbos, there is no Tumah, but if it's 3x3 tvachim, there is Tumah. And that's how Rava ends this discussion. Then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, Hara Papa Amra. Maybe the other suggestion is, really, it wasn't Rava saying the second presentation of Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmol. Maybe it's really Rav Papa who is saying it. In other words, there's a machlokas tanoim, what exactly the shita of Tana de Rabbi Shmuel is, which is not a chiddush. We oftentimes have that Talmidim have different reports and accounts of what the Rebbe said. So there's not, we're not trying to reconcile. Rav Papa had a Masorah that Tana de Rabbi Shmuel said one thing, and Rav had a different Masorah of what Tana de Rabbi Shmuel said, and there's no need to reconcile. They just had a misunderstanding of this Masorah. Okay. We're good with that? Should we do Tosfos? Okay, let's do Tosfos. Excellent. Good call. Tosfos says in the bottom, look at the Ramaskam Minai and the Rabbos Semer Gemalim. How do you know to include the wool of camels? So Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, Semer Gemalim, Amai Lahavi Bechal Semer. Why would you need to? Isn't Semer the wool of a camel no different than wool? Just stomped Semer wool should include all types of animal wool. Mat Sarach Ribay, why is there a need to include Semer Gemalim? So the Yishlomer, the Stam Tzemer Husha Kvasim. No, when you say Tzemer in the Torah, even in the words of Chazal, it means wool of a sheep. So Stam Tzemer is only sheep wool. Aval Shal Gemalim Lo Ikre Tzemer Stam Ela Tzemer Gemalim. That's called Tzemer Gemalim. That's a whole other category. V'chein Shar Tzemel. So to any other type of wool from another animal, Hov the Yishlam Shem Lovei. Since it has a name that you're going to attach to Tzemer of camels and Tzemer of whatever other animal has wool to it. So then, it's a ribu, you need to include it separately. Okay, there's another interesting Tosos here, but I'm not going to go through it. The next one, Vinotza Shel Izim, is also interesting, but let's leave it out. Fine, the Gemara now says, back inside, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, we are around 8 lines up. The Gemara says, Rapapa Amar, Af Kol Lasuye Klaim. What's Af Kol Lasuye Klaim? So Rapapa is taking a whole other approach to this discussion here. He says, when the Gemara taught us that Kol Begadim is coming to include all other clothing as well, it wasn't talking about Tumah at all. It was only coming to include other Begadim with regards to Kalayim. Just look at Rashi for an explanation here. See Rashi, the Rav Papa, Amar, it's around 8 narrow lines up in Rashi, of Af Kol, Lasui Kalayim. Af Kol, that word Kol, the Tana Dereisha, the Kamar, Af Kol Begadim Stam, Tzemer Pishim, Lav Lefrushe. Sorry. Lav Lefrushe. Lots of place here. Begadim Stumim. The Tumah Kasi. He's not referring to Tumah. The Bishar Tumah Vade Metama. Yishar Begadim Disrabi Meo Beged. Of course, all Begadim are subject to Bimakabal Tumah. Ela Lefrushe Beged Ha'amur Beklaim Stam. U Beged Klaim Shatnes. So it's referring to all the Begadim with regards to Shatnes. Now, what I'm wondering right now is, Shatnez only applies to linen and wool. What does that mean he's coming to include other begadim for Kalayim? He speaks about this, yeah? Oh, here we go, yeah. I'm not sure if he's addressing this issue. Oh, okay, I see. When we said, whenever we discussed before with regards to Negum, again, the source of Beged and Tamar Pishim, it says Beged's the klal, any cloth. Temer Pishim is specifying which type of cloth. That's a klalo prop. So that was in the context of Negaim. When it comes to Negaim, which types of clothing will Negaim impact? Only Temer Pishim. So then the Gemara says, well, just like Negaim, it's only Temer Pishim, Af Kol, so to all other areas that have clothing will be Temer Pishim only. The Papa says, Kol isn't referring to all areas of Begadim and Tumah, and it's only referring to Klaim, meaning what? Just like Negaim only impacts Temer Pishim, so to Kol, which is really Kalayim, it should be. So to Kalayim is only Aser Temer Pishim. And this has no bearing at all to the world of Tumah. That's where Rapapa holds. So the Gemara now says, Rapapa again Amar, Af Kol, that Kol is only coming to include that Sui Kalayim. Gemara says, Kalayim? Kalayim behed yuksebe. You don't need to include Kalayim from that pasuk. We have a mefurish pasuk. Lo silbas shatnez temer pishim yachtav. The pasuk tells us Kalayim is the definition of putting temer pishim together. So you don't need to include that elsewhere. So the Gemara has a fascinating havamina. I would have thought, had I not had this af kol, I would have thought from the pasuk of silbash shanis semer pishim that honey mili derech levisha. I think that maybe shanis applies to semer pishim only when I wear it. Aval b'halah, halah, if I sit on it, if I go on top of it, kol trei minei aser. Maybe any different type, any mixture of cloths. It could be silk and, I don't know, a leather, whatever it qualifies as a cloth. All that would be aser. Only levisha, because there's a low silbash, only levisha is aser with temer pishtim. But to have a violation of shanis by sitting on it, let's say, or maybe even putting on top of you, maybe any mixture of two types of cloth would be aser. So the Gemara says, avaba halah, kolchi mini aser. Gemara says, what do you mean? Lav kavachomer, who? It's a kavachomer that when it comes to halah, only tzemer pishim should be also nothing else. Because malavisha, dekamis hane kule gufo, miklayim, when you wear something, your entire body is going to be benefiting from the shatnez, it's going to warm you up, and yet, amris tzemer pishim in midi achrinu lo, and the isser derais is only when the wool and linen are mixed together, but no other mixtures is a violation, so halah, putting, let's say, a blanket on top of you, which is not necessarily going to wrap your entire body in, lo koshke, and certainly that would be limited also to tzemer pishtim. So you don't need a pasuk to teach me that. It's an obvious kavachomer. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo de rapapa bedusahi. This rapapa, we tried to say that when it says, just like ma beged by negayim is only tzemer pishtim, af kol beged really means tzemer pishtim, that kol only meant klayim, can't be true. Kalayim doesn't need any pasuk. Kalayim already stands alone, the temer pishim. So therefore, we're rejecting Rav Papa entirely, and he's out the window. Gemara now said, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, af, he says, af kol lasuye tzitzis. He says, no, you know af kol is coming to include that tzitzis as well, that tzitzis only applies to temer upishim and no other begid. Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for that? We already have one. Tzitzis behed yuksiv. It's a mefurish pasuk. It says, lo silba shatnez temer pishim. And then Ksiv, it's also written right next to it, the very next pasuk, it says, Gedilim ta'aselach, you should make strings for yourself. From what material? From the previous pasuk of Temer Pishtim. So you don't have to tell me a pasuk that no other begadim are included, no other cloths are included for tzitzis in the first pasuk. So the Gemara says no. Because Sa'akadaitech Amina, I would have thought like Rava. Who is Rava? The Rava Rami, he asks a stira in two different pasukim. One pasuk, Ksiv ha'kanaf min kanaf, that any type of corner, any type of clothing is chayv and tzitzis. But then there's another pasuk, siv temer pishim yachtav, which limits it only to wool and linen. So what type of cloth, four-corner garment requires tzitzis? Is it kol kanaf, or is it only temer pishim? So Rava answered, haketad, temer pishim, we did this a couple weeks ago on Sunday, we did this in the tzitzis shir. Haketad, temer pishim, potun bein b'minan, bein shalom b'minan. If you have the strings that are made of a pishan or a tzemer, whether they're wool or linen strings. So that's going to exempt any type of cloth. So I could match a silk shirt with wool strings. I could have a, I don't know, what's another material? Cotton. I could have a cotton shirt, right, with wool tzitzis. Anything I want, I could have wool matching the material. But if I have sharminim, if my strings are made of some other material, if they're made of cotton, let's say, so then, shar minim are only b'minim potrim. They only could exempt the same type of material of cloth of the shirt. Shelo b'minim, but to have cotton, to exempt silk, or to exempt wool, shelo b'minim ain potrim. So, sa'kadai techamina k'dirava. We would think Rava has a very good understanding that you can use other garments for your tzitzis, just make sure you have the tzitzis match it. Kamash malam, we learn from Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, half kol, that no, tzitzis only works with tzemer, or with pishim, no other type of beged. Fine, and that ended up being the big machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, had to be paskin. According to the Mechaber, he says that you could only have a tzemer or a pishim, but according to the Ramah, he paskin, you could have all types. That's based on the sugi here. Do you pass like Rava, or do you pass like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? And the Gemara now says, Omer Rav Achab Reid the Rav or Ashi, Letana de Bey Rabbi Yishmal, Maishna Le'inyan Tuma. Why is Tuma different? The marbi shar begadim, that includes other begadim for tuma. Dichsiv obeged. Obeged is superfluous, coming to include shar begadim for tuma. So Gemara says, hachanami, leimel rabos shar begadim. So why not say when it comes to the lachas of tzitzis to include other begadim as well? Why does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak say only beged temer pishtim? Why not char begadim? There's an extra phrase by tzitzit. It says me'asher techase ba, that which you cover. So isn't that an extra phrase to include other begadim? Gemara says no. The pasuk asher techase ba is teaching me something different. Hahu la suye ksusuma suma huda asa. That extra phrase of Masher Techase is not coming to include other types of materials. It's coming to include even a suma who cannot see the tzitzis, even he is chayiv to wear tzitzis. How do we know? The Braita says, the Tanya. Ureisim oso, you should see the tzitzis, prat luksus laila, to exclude a garment you wear at nighttime. You can't see at nighttime, but only excluding a person, or rather at nighttime, but a person who can't see, a suma, in other words, he's chayiv. So the Gemara says, Ata omer prat luchsus laila, you think the word arisim also to see it comes to exclude a garment worn at night, let's call them pajamas or a blanket. So that's coming, or maybe, o eno ella prat luchsus suma, maybe it's coming to exclude a person who can't see. Not a time of day when things are worn, but an individual who can't see. So the Gemara says, can't be. Kishuhu omer asher techase ba, reksus suma, amor. Because we have the other phrase of asher techase ba, that comes to include even the garment of a suma. So once we use it for the inclusion of a suma, it's not available, like we suggested above, it's not available to include shar begadim for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amar ha ma ni mekayim risim oso. What does the risim oso come to exclude? Prat luchsus laila. So it comes to exclude ksus laila. So the Gemara says, wait, why do we exclude this one and include that one? Why is suma any better to chayiv tzitzis than ksus laila? Why is one better than the next? We're saying a suma is chayiv tzitzis, even though we can't see, but a ksus laila is pater. So why is one better than the next? So the Gemara explains, ma ra'itza l'rabo suma ulhotzi ksus laila. Why did the Chachamim see right that you should include a suma to the chayiv tzitzis, but to exclude a garment that's worn at night? So the Gemara says, "Mar ba'anik suma." I'm going to include the clothing of a suma sheyesh nebaria eitz acherim, because at least others could see the clothing. And what's irrelevant? So it could be connected to that sugya in brachos that talks about the bracha. Which bracha am I referring to? Anyone remember? That suma, even though suma cannot say the, even though he can't benefit, he still gets hana, and he could say the bracha of yotzer hamaros. He could say it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? He can't see the maros. The maros don't affect him. But the Gemara says he can. It helps him, because if he's walking somewhere and someone else tells him, watch that ditch, watch that place, people help and guide him, he does get hana from the maros as well. So even though he can't see the clothing he's wearing, risim also applies to others. So since at least others could see it, so therefore he's chayiv. Which, by the way, becomes interesting, just thinking out loud right now. Normally we think tzitzis or risim also is for us, the one wearing it, to see it and to make sure we're doing the right thing. We see from this Gemara it's also important for others to see the tzitzis and to be inspired by that as well, I guess. So the Gemara says, so again, that's why we include ksusuma, because at least there's ri'ah, other people could see the tzitzis. Umotzi ani ksus laila, but I'm going to exclude the clothing worn at night, pajamas, she'ena beria eitz acherim, where no one's able to see it. Assuming there's no lights, you're just assuming naturally there's no lights, so there no one could see it, so therefore it's excluded from tzitzis. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema l'rabo shar begadim. So maybe the whole concept is thrown out. Maybe asher techase bo shouldn't come to include suma. Maybe we should use it to include shar begadim like we suggested above. So the Gemara says, Mistavr, it's logical to say, Koi b'tzemer pishim, mar b'tzemer pishim. It makes sense. The whole, our starting point was tzemer pishim. So it makes sense to include something else in Tzemer Pishtim. Don't expand the materials, but expand the people who are under the rubric of Tzemer Pishtim. It makes sense to do that, as opposed to Kar B'Tzemer Pishtim, Umar B'Shar B'Gadim, and go off to a completely different topic of other types of cloths. So therefore, in terms of categories of thinking, that's how the Gemara felt it's important, and the right drash is to include a Suma, and not to include Shar B'Gadim. Okay, everyone still with me? I know it's a hard daf. So keep it here. Fine, the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Abai says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, V'sumchus amru davar echad. These two great Tanaim said the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Hadamran, we saw already what he held. What he held again? He was the one who included Shar B'Gadim, right? No, we're going actually on a different topic. Rashi says, we're going on the case of things that are Matame ben Negaim, you cannot use for Schach. Okay, So even though they're not metame b'tumas maga, but they are metame b'negayim, that disqualifies it from schach. So we saw that already above. So now the Gemara says, let's see, what sumchas is shita? The Tanya sumchas omer sichcha, if you're going to use schach, from what material? From tivei psula. What's tivei? Like, I think things that are sewed together, are that's spun, I think, right?
Spun threads of flax.
Say again?
Spun threads of flax.
Spun threads of flax. Fine. So he says, sumchas omer sichcha bitavui psula b'pnei shemetame b'negayim. So he also uses what types of materials are disqualified from being used in a sukkah. Anything that's tame for negayim is possible for the schach, just like Rabbi Shimon Elazar held. So the Gemara says, kiman ki aitana, like the following tana, ditzan shesi ve'erev metame b'negayim miyad divrei Rabbi Meir. So he holds that anything that's going to be possible, or rather will be tame for negayim, is automatically, immediately going to be tame. Rabbi Huda Omer, I'm going to need help with some of these things here. Hashesi Misha Yishla. When it comes to the shesi, when you get to which point, what stage is this? When you take it out,
pull it out
of the vat that you're soaking in.
They're boiling in, fine.
And then the Erev is Miyad. That's going to be Tami right away. And the Ha'unin Shapishan, what, the different bundles of Pishan that are not yet spun, Misha Slabnu, when they become white. So either way, we see from all this that Simchas holds, while Rabbi Yehuda requires some process and the stage of the process for it to become Tameh, Rabbi Meir holds a moment it's spun just a little bit, Chesi Ve'erev, that means it's spun a little bit, already at that point it's Tameh, just like Simchas held that this Tavoy, a Pishan, is already considered right to become Tameh for Nigam. Okay, we'll stop here, guys. And we'll pick up Mitzvah. We should go fight there, yeah? Should we do the Mishnah? Fine, let's do the Mishnah. We'll do the Mishnah. Okay, fine. Mishnah says, Kala yotimina ein malikin ba'el pishtan. Anything that comes out of a tree is not matame. Rather not, you cannot light from it other than pishtan, other than flax. And Rashi just explains here that ein malikin ba'el asos psila mi canvas u beged canvas matemer gefen. You can't make a wick. We can't use a wick that's made of any material. And unless it comes from flax, v'chol hayotim min ha'etz ein matame tumas o'alim el pishtan. And also anything that comes from wood, from a tree, is not matame tumas o'alim, with the exception again of pishtan. Rashi explains here that im asa mehen o'el, you make a tent out of some material from wood, and hameis tachtav, and there's a dead body in that o'el, have a kishar bayis vein tarach lahatbil ha'o'el atzmo. You don't have to. The matbil, the oil itself, doesn't become metame. The lo kabel tuma ela kelim shetachtav. Only things that are beneath that ohel, but the oil itself doesn't become tame. So ela pishan she'af oil tame. What's unique about pishan is not only will it bring tuma to other kelim that's in that same ohel as the mace, but even the pishan itself will become tame. K'dichse v'hisa al ha'oel. So sometimes the oil itself will become tame. So if there's a mace in a room and there's a roof, that roof doesn't become tame. It just brings the tuma elsewhere in the room, but it doesn't become tame unless it's made of pishtan. So the Gemara says, asks minal the pishtan ikre eitz. How do you know that pishtan is in fact called eitz? So the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, that Damakra the pasuk tells us, vihi helesim hagaga titma mepishtei ha'eitz. So this is a pasuk that's found in Yeshua, so that they brought it to the gag, to the roof. Tinan they hid. This is referring to when the Meraglim came and Rachav hid them in the mounds, the piles of flax that were on the rooftop. So v'timnam again b'pishtei ha'etz. So we see that pishan is called eitz, and that's the raya. Okay, it looks like the next part goes deep into the next stuff. So let's stop here, and everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Amen.